This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We talked earlier about the new sanctions announced today aimed at Russian financial institutions and elites. Some U.S. lawmakers are also pushing for a ban on imports of Russian uranium. 16% of the uranium that fuels American nuclear power plants comes from Russia. If that ban comes to pass, the U.S. uranium industry sees an opportunity to ramp up domestic mining. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
If we stopped importing Russian uranium, we'd need to get creative to replace it, says Dina Jokic, who studies nuclear energy at the University of Michigan.
There would be an initial need to pivot towards other sources, such as Canada and Australia.
Beyond that, she says some mining companies in the U.S. are standing ready to fill the gap.
It will be very, very expensive
to ramp up production at mines that have been sitting dormant. The industry is asking the federal government to start buying domestic uranium for a national reserve. Here's Scott Melby with the Uranium Producers of America at a recent Senate hearing.
The U.S. has ample uranium resources and the capacity to produce them at the highest environmental, safety, and health standards.
But some argue those standards aren't enough, like Amber Raimondo, energy director with the Grand Canyon Trust.
It's indigenous communities in the Southwest that disproportionately would pay that price.
Like the Havasupai tribe, whose reservation is at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Havasupai leaders have asked the Biden administration not to purchase uranium from the nearby Pinyon Plain mine.
It overlies a major aquifer that feeds Havasu Creek, the Havasupai's sole source of water.
And many indigenous communities are still reeling from the impacts of the last U.S. uranium boom, like the Navajo Nation, where the EPA says there are more than 500 abandoned mines.
And those uranium mines are from the 40s through the 60s. So that gives you a sense of the long-term impacts.
Andrew Curley is a professor at the University of Arizona and a citizen of the Navajo Nation. He says many U.S. uranium deposits sit on or near tribal lands, and the push to onshore production is a public health risk.
Replicating some of the past problems that we've been trying to address for the last half century.
Last year, Congress set aside $75 million to fund a national stockpile of domestic uranium. But so far, none of that money has been spent. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.